Why is that on there then?
Because a couple of people have asked me what the chant's about, so I'm going to explain. So I'm going to explain the chant. I just thought of, but before I forget about that, I'll come back to the subject before tea break in a moment. But I just want to just go over the chant again, so that people know what it is. So I'll just start there really. The chant is, it's, if you were just to pronounce it in Hebrew, it would be Yeshua. As a word, it's called Yeshua, but it's chanted letter by letter. So it's Yud, He, Shin, Vav, He. As in Yud, He, Shin, Vav, He. And it's a conjunction of the letters Yud He Vav He, which is the Hebrew of Jehovah, with the Hebrew letter Shin. Now Yud He Vav He, in a way, represents the four elements. The letter Yud is fire. The first letter He is water. The letter Vav is air. The final He is earth. And the letter Shin, which is like this kind of triple flame, is something called the quintessence. It's the sort of the root of the elements. The Hebrew letters are hieroglyphs, really, and originally they're all kind of pictures. They're pictographic. And the name Yud He Vav He itself really represents just the nature of being. But the individual letters are sort of create a sort of a picture of something. See, the pictures are a bit odd, really, but I'll explain them. So the letter Yud is a sort of archetypal masculine letter. It represents, it's a little fiery seed, rather like the head of a sperm. It's pictograph is the hand, so it's, and it represents will. Hand being this place that we act from. It's a bit like the hand that holds the sword. The letter He means window, and it means an enclosure that lets light through. So it has simultaneously the sense of something contained, which also enables the passage of light. And in a way, it's the archetypal womb letter. So the womb being the enclosed place that enables the emergence of the child. The third letter Vav it means the nail, and it means that which joins things together, that which makes a conjunction. Nails, of course, are, and you know, it's just, nails are strange things, aren't they? They join things together, yet they are these kind of focused. So the actual shape of the vow is the yud with an extension coming down. So it's the transmission of that will of the yud, which comes then finally into the final He, which is represents something becoming manifest. And here you've got the idea of the kind of the enclosed space that contains the seed of light, that contains in a sense that energy of the yud. So it's got that sense of a creative process coming into full expression in shape and form. Yeah, it's got a spot in. The spot is what you find always in the second He, and because it's like it's carried that energy of the intention of the original will into a form that reflects the will.
Are you taping this?
I am taping it, yeah. So we can kind of come back to it. In a sense, it's Yud He Vav He is a sort of a flow, and the letter Shin is in the middle, because the letter Shin, in a way, is a sort of this like triple flame, that's like this mysterious energy that can create and recreate everything. In the beginning of Genesis, you have this image of the spirit of the divine resting on top of the waters, resting on top of the creation. Now, Yud He Vav He, in a sense, represents the energy of creation, the will becoming reflected, so that energy of the will becoming held and contained by the womb of the first He, which is then emerges and is transmitted through the letter Vav and comes into its final expressed form in the second He. and this is all held somewhere within the field, the mysterious field of the of this triple flame, this kind of fiery Shin letter. So when we chant Yud He Shin Vav He, we're making the four letters into the fifth. We're creating a pentagram in a sense. Now the great image of the pentagram, the pentagram, the five-pointed star, which is this kind of like sometimes called the endless knot. It's like this kind of line that you can keep on tracing. But it's regarded as the image of a human being, because if it's a human being, you do that, you actually form the five-pointed star. And so, in a sense, that this chant, this image, is a sort of an oral version of the five-pointed star, and it holds within itself, therefore, the intention of the kind of the balanced, perfected human being who can work with the opposites, who can work with the masculine, who can work with the feminine principle, who can do the act of transmission, and who can manifest in form, and who can dissolve again. You know, because it's sort of so. Because the whole point about the final he kind of contains the seed of the next yod within it, so it sort of dissolves. So the form dissolves again and becomes a yod. So the repetitive chant of Yud He Shin Vav He, then we come to Yud again. So we come into this process of manifestation that brings, if you like, the uncreate mysterious light of the Shin into full manifestation, then dissolves to become the beginning point again. So it's beginning, birth, growth, manifestation, death, begin again. With the image of the kind of, at the heart of things, this kind of triple flit, you know, this flame of life that is kind of steady in the midst of the movement of things, a bit like the candle at the center of the circle. So as we chant that, we're sort of bringing ourselves into alignment with that kind of intention. So let's just do it for a little bit again, just to sort of get the feel of it, having talked about it. And because the main thing with this is just simply the chanting of it. So just get the particular felt sense of it as we chant it.
Pentagram. Is there any particular one which is at the top? Or is it
the shin. No, the shin. The shin is at the shin is at the top.
No. Clockwise or anti-clockwise?
It's. No, it doesn't do that. It's sort of. I'll do it. I'll do a pentagram for you to see it. So this is a pentagram. So Shin is here. Yud is here. He is here. Vav is here. He final is here. Is that right? Alright, that's it. That's that.
Can you practice once more? So,
Yud is there.
Yeah. Two arrows on the pentagram. So
he is there. Yeah. Okay. So, Yud to He, to Vav, and the final He is there. That doesn't quite work, does it? Yud. Yeah, that's right. You've got to go around the other way. Yeah, you've got to complete it with a... Yeah, it's like that.
Show it to us as you're doing it. So sing it and show us with your arm where it goes.
Okay, you're not visualising it though when you do...
Oh, right.
No, I'm not asking you to visualise that. This is just a sort of schematic, really, that gives an idea of the idea. Because when you chant it, you're just chanting it. You're not actually positioning it in space.
Right.
Because otherwise, because that
you don't need to worry about
it at all. It really is just a sort of, it is just a way of demonstrating that it gets applied to this shape. So the intention of the end of the chant is to bring about the integration really of the different levels of your own being.
Okay.
so it doesn't matter.
Shin's not there then?
Shin is there on the top there. Yeah, it doesn't work out like it's not right. It doesn't it sort of it's
but it's five-pointed.
It's a five-pointed star. There are five elements to it. The shin is sort of positioned. Is the thing about the shin is it's not really positioned. It's like it's almost behind the others. It's a sort of so the shin. So you've got the yud here. So you've got the four elements in front, and you've got the shin at the centre, really.
The shin has a sort of dark energy of mystery and
yeah. It's mystery. It's the quintessence. It's the thing that the four elements emerge out of. That's why in the chat, it's better. I sort of forget about the pentagram. I've taken it a bit of wild goose chase in some ways. Mm-hmm. It's just because it's the image of the human being. It's not precisely aligned with it. It's but in the actual name. It's in the centre. Right, so you sort of have to imagine it's Yud He Vav He, and in the middle of it all, at the centre of it, generating all the different forms, is the letter Shin. And obviously, you can't in a chant you can't do that. It just has to be at the centre.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I'm probably all wrong, but so Shin is like the heart chakra.
Yeah, in a sense, that's right.
So that's it, and everything comes.
Everything comes out of that. That's right. Right. So the shin is like the root place, and then you get, you know, so the shin is the place that where things come from and they return to,
yeah.
And then you get you get this kind of cycle of, you know. So we could say like the shin's in the center of the room, and if we're doing it in space, the letter yud, the fire letter, is over there. So that's yud. He is there. Your vow is there. And the final hay is here. So it creates a sort of lightning flash shape if we were doing it in space.
Right,
so it's a sort of, the other way you can do it is sort of vertically, where you have yud on your head, hay at the throat, shin at the heart, the vow then coming down from the heart to the pelvis, and then the final hay coming down into the legs. So it's always used as the chant is always used as the image of the kind of complete human being that can bring all the opposites together and bring the opposites together into that place of mystery and work with the appearance and the disappearance of things.
I was actually doing that while we were chanting.
Were you? Oh, that's instinctive. No, that was absolutely right, yeah. No, it fits with that. That's really, that's what the chant feels like. And you often do find that, I think. That's nice, yeah. So let's just do it for a little bit, just for 5 minutes, just to sort of get the feeling of it. And then we'll come back to the stuff we were talking about before.
Yeah, like you used to with the, and then you go to the right and then the left. Are you able to do that at all?
Well, it doesn't really have that because you just chant it, really.
Okay.
What do you mean? I could.
Yeah.
Like the Kabbalist, like they did the Kabbalistic. You mean put the letters down? Oh, I suppose I could do that. Yes, I could.
Just a couple of times.
I could do that to begin with. Yes, I could do that. Actually, I'll do that. Yes, I'll just talk us through that as a meditation, and then we'll just go into the chant. Okay, I could see that would help. Okay, so just again, just come into your body a bit, and then just get centered. And just begin by just bringing your attention into the center of your head. And just feeling or sensing there the letter Yud. It's just like this single kind of flame. It's a place of will and origination. So just feeling the letter Yud. Right in the center of the head. And just align with the idea of will, beginning, the spark of ignition, intention. And letting your attention come into towards the throat. And they're seeing this rather square, blocky letter, the letter He, which is the womb letter, the container that expresses life. So feeling the yud in the center of the head, sensing the letter He in the throat, the place of expression of life. Coming to the heart, feeling the triple flame of the letter Shin, the center point. Yud, He, Shin. Feeling the Shin right at the center of your being, a steady point of silent fire, three flames rising out of a base. Completely still, completely silent, but generating all movement. Underneath the shin, seeing the letter Vav, which is like the single flame of the yud with a shaft extending downwards through the abdomen to the pelvis. The letter Vav, the nail that joins things together, that aligns things. The letter of the breath that connects. And then in the hips, feeling the final letter He. Feeling the cross power of the He across the hips. And then feeling the lines of the He going down into the earth. As the will is brought to earth and expresses itself in form. Returning for a moment to the letter Vav, letter Yud in the head, visualizing it in brilliant red light, feeling that fiery will like a spark of life in the head. Feeling the first He in the throat in deep blue. The shin in diamond white light. The Vav in brilliant yellow. The He final in deep green. Yud, He, Shin, Vav, He. So just lightly holding that form, that image. And then beginning the chant with me. You Vav. Shin Vowel Yud He Shin Vowel He Yud He Shin and